exciting.
Yes.
Did you hear the intro? You have to know something's different over here at Slash U.
Yes. We're spicing it up. Changing it up a little bit.
We are a campus. And yeah. Andy, Professor Andy, came up with a great idea and said, you know what? Well, last week we did Urban Legend, a great campus romp. Through
spring
the
break, in the theme of spring break.
Yeah, through the campus of Pendleton University.
Right.
Spring break. But now we wanted to get into what the kids call March Madness, Andy.
It's that time of year.
So
so much stuff spread out in front of me.
But this is rad. We're doing it. But this, I think, you know, if you don't know, we teased to it last week. We are doing a Slash U first ever slasher bracket.
Yeah. This would be awesome.
Explain it a little bit. I know some of the rules are, the first most important is, don't ever talk about slasher bracket. No, the first rule is we had to have watched the movie. So we've never seen a Friday the 13th. We've never talked about it on our podcast.
Right. We're only covering slashers from movies that we've seen here at Slash U. Slash U, by the way, for those of you maybe just joining us, a podcast that...
What if someone's listening for the first time?
This is their first episode, then you've picked a good one.
Yeah.
We're a cheesy, campy, sometimes forgotten slasher movie podcast. And we've done 138 episodes. This will probably be 139. Are we going to number these?
I don't know.
These will be Slash U canon.
Slash U extra credit. Didn't we call it sometimes that?
Yeah, we've done that in the past. So, I don't know. These could be special episodes, but we've done like... Over 100.
Yes.
Movies.
And so Andy and I sat down on our computers wearing no pants and decided to kind of...
Important detail.
Yes. Think about characters, killers in these films that we've watched.
Yeah.
That have really kind of stood the test of time. And I think we have some good matchups.
Yeah, we're going to do a 16-team
bracket. Yep.
We probably could do 64, but that's just a lot. You know, to keep track of.
I would even think 32. I mean, you start getting into
16 feels like a manageable number.
And plus, we have some good killers in there.
Yeah.
So. We have some good matchups. Mm-hmm. Again, and I encourage you, because we're going to look for all of you to help us vote for this.
We even put polls up.
Yes.
You've probably seen them, you know, but as this airs, you've probably seen the polls on our socials. We'll get stuff on the website. We'll get stuff on the Instagram, /upodcast.com/u_podcast, the Facebook page. We can get some polls so you guys can weigh in on who you think would win. But we're going to talk about that today.
I well said, Andy. I will also piggyback on that thought. Mm-hmm. Please just don't pick just because you know, like, the killer. Like,
yeah,
you know, do some research.
Do your own research.
Watch the movies. If you say you're a horror slasher fan, then watch the damn movies
and go back to our episode.
I'll flunk you.
Go back to our episode and listen.
We'll talk about old episodes. So, Andy, let me get your thoughts. We have 16 matches. Why don't we go ahead and just real quickly go through the matches? Is that cool?
Yeah, it's fine with me. I wanted to pull up the bracket, the cool graphic that you sent me.
Thank you. So, first off, on the West Coast bracket, four matchups we have on the West Coast will be Michael Myers versus Cletus the Fetus from Red Christmas.
Yeah.
We got the Beast from Sweatshop.
Right.
Going against the monster from Funhouse, Guter, I think his name was, actually.
We just called him the monster.
The monster.
It's a horribly deformed alien-looking creature.
This is a good one.
Yep.
Stitches the Clown. Versus Victor Crowley.
From the Hatchet series.
There you go.
I'm excited to talk about that one.
I'm excited to talk about all of them.
Yeah.
This is a really good one, too, I think, because it's kind of like, I think, two good old boys that want to fight. Mm-hmm. Pitchfork from Hayride.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy Bacon.
Buddy Bacon from Slaughterhouse. Well, that one will be interesting, too, because they're both, like, guys in overalls with a farm theme.
Yeah, they dip.
They dip, yeah. Ooh, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, they like NASCAR.
Right. That's almost like an 8-9 seed.
Yeah, they bang
right
their sisters.
There. They bang their sisters. Yeah, they're right, very equal.
Yeah, why don't you do the East Coast?
The East Coast bracket.
Four matches.
Four matches. So we decided basically just after our most recent episode to include her, Brenda, the killer from Urban Legend.
Totally.
Because she's tough as nails.
Fuck yes.
And brings a little diversity to the bracket, but as a female. But
no, you're right.
Yeah. Versus Maniac Cop, which...
These are all good, dude.
Maniac Cop was a movie... God, I Like, I almost forgot that we watched that. we have Chrome Skull.
Yes.
A killer from Laid to Rest versus John Carver.
This is good. I mean, that's amazing, too, with
John Carver,
itself.
The most recent Eli Roth Thanksgiving.
Yes,
from
of course.
2023's Thanksgiving. And then we have Belial Bradley. That's right. He has a last name.
Yes.
The Bradley Brothers.
The Bradley Brothers.
Belial, the little tumor-looking...
Basket case
movie versus Ghostface from Scream.
Probably our most popular. Well, no,
we've covered Scream.
Two,
right.
Like Michael and Ghostface are probably the two most famous ones that made our list.
Maybe they'll be in the championship.
Who? Yes. How far will they go?
Jinx. and then the final matchup is Madman Mars versus Horny the Clown
from Drive Thru. 2006, I believe, right?
Six or seven, right? And Madman Mars from 81, but yeah, Madman Mars, one of our original like five recordings.
And
that's an old episode,
and that's the one we're talking about.
That's what we're starting today.
Today,
Madman versus Horny the Clown.
I think after each one we go, we'll just kind of go through.
We'll always
talk about the matchups.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
we're making this up on the fly a little bit.
Yeah, improv slash you, which we usually do, but this is just really fun. Andy did bring it up to say that we are going to go ahead and just jump into the first matchup. This is Madman Mars versus Horny the Clown from our from drive-thru.
Yeah, so 2007.
I thought this was interesting. We recorded the episode Madman Mars on September 2nd, right around your birthday, 2020, your 40th birthday.
20? That's my 39th. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were born in 80. I'm sorry.
I was born 81.
Okay.
But no, that's cool.
So we record this Madman Mars. This was like one of the, like when we dropped the first five episodes, this was one of them.
That's right. We banked up five.
Yeah.
And then we dropped them all at once.
We recorded this like really during COVID.
Long time ago. It feels like.
Horny the Clown we recorded on March. So almost 2 years to the day.
Mm-hmm.
March 10th, 2022.
Nice.
So isn't that
cool? Wow. Yeah. We're recording this on March 20th.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
this is so cool.
So
this
2 years
is
ago,
an awesome walk down memory lane.
It
if anything,
is.
Yeah.
Andy texted me today and said, "Dude, when I listened to Madman Mars, we were totally different. It was
we were way different.
We were trying to be all cinephile-y, weren't we?
We were calm, very procedural. We did the kill count in the middle of the episode for some reason. My Cliff kill notes were essentially a summary of the entire movie, just the broad strokes, as Cliff notes are.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't do that anymore. I just give like a tease, you know, that gives you enough information to follow along. But back then, I fucking said the whole thing. And then we went back through and did it scene by scene. We didn't have our sound effects, you know.
Dick kill, shot of the week.
Dick kill. Yeah.
We didn't have that back then. The microphones were a little not as good. And Nick wasn't as wild and crazy.
I mean,
as he is now.
I listen to it. It's funny because I'll sometimes bust out like Splatter University or Final Exam, because Final Exam was our second one.
Yeah.
And God, yeah, I mean, I
really feel like he was trying to get his position.
We're like on public radio.
Trying to, yeah.
My voice was higher back then, too.
Hi, my name's Andy.
Yep. I think my balls have dropped since since we started this podcast.
Maybe it's because we're also so comfortable. It took a few years, but I feel very more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And since I'm going down this new journey, Andy, let me explain this.
This is hoot.
This new journey.
This new journey.
I keep feeling like I'm more like clear-headed, so I'm like, I've got more energy. It's weird.
Yeah.
Everything okay upstairs?
There's a big old crash upstairs. Energy, smenergy.
So again, Madman Mars versus
Horny the Clown.
Horny the Clown. I'm going to go ahead and start.
I was going to ask, okay, how do you want to do this? Do you want to just each of us kind of give our talk about each character, and then we sort of hash out who would win?
Yeah.
Plus, we're going to have to count the votes. There's no votes yet.
There's no votes yet, but I mean, we'll definitely get them. But we can definitely count our votes because I've got thoughts on the.
Are you
going to
decide a winner today?
Dude, I've already thought all the way through all 16. To be honest with you.
Oh wow!
I'm not going to tell you now, but I know who my killer is.
You filled out your bracket.
Yeah, but who the deciding? I think it should be our audience, all four listeners. So it's up to you.
Well, how are we going to do that today? Aren't we going to pick a winner today?
Well, we're going to pick our favorite.
Okay.
But then it's like, we'll see.
Okay.
We're not going to be able to move those on, but nobody votes. Then,
we'll
have
to
rock, paper, scissors if we choose the different one.
We'll just kind of announce the winner next week or maybe.
Yeah, we'll figure it out as we go. This is fun. It's called improv, Andy. And yes. Yes, and.
Yes, and. Not only that, but.
Yes, and.
Right. Yes. Not only that, but.
Again.
Also.
Madman, just so everyone knows, slasher film, summer camp, a group of counselors kind of talk about an urban legend of a local legend
mm-hmm.
named Madman Mars, and you can't call out his name, right? It's like if you call out his name, he'll
come
appear.
Alive and appear, and yeah, and he'll kill you.
Yeah, and
that
so,
was the deal.
And it's...
what's happening upstairs?
Can you hit pause?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Dogs are going crazy upstairs. They knocked over a plate with food on it.
We're amateurs. We're you know, dollar store cinephiles. We're going to spoil the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a rinky-dink operation we have here.
It is not. This is a nice studio. Slash U East Campus is dope. Did we close down West Campus?
Pretty much. We could go back anytime you want. You should get some soundproofing and stuff in here. That'd be awesome. Not
we
proofing,
remember we
but
tried.
Like
tried.
Egg crate things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Madman, 1981.
Madman. Yeah, God. So this is what's crazy to me is that, you know, the killer, he's a...
you say his name and he appears. That's yes. where he left off. Yeah.
And he was a mad... The lore of the town is that he was a mad farmer that was killed by the town folk because he...
He went nuts for no reason.
He killed
his family.
There you go.
Yeah. And that was right. That we talked about it in the episode. He... axed his family to death, I guess, daughter and wife.
Or son.
Son.
Daughter, wife, and son.
Daughter, wife, and son. Oh, nuclear family. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he went into town to the bar and just put his bloody axe on the bar in order to drink. Remember? And
yeah.
And then the townspeople, when they realized what he did, they strung him up. They hung him up from a tree and axed his face.
Yeah, that's and you can see that.
And
in
you see a scar on his face. And somebody had gotten in a fight with him and bit his nose, and he didn't even notice. That was the lore of Madman Mars. But the next morning after they hung him, they went to check, and his body was gone.
He was gone.
So
and he did kind of just find his space back in his old barn.
Right.
If you watch the film.
The story here takes place around North Sea Cottages, a retreat for gifted children. And they're all talking around a campfire, and one of these cocky little bastards, Richie, decides to mock the legend of Madman Mars
yep.
and says his name. Like, we're not afraid of you, Madman Mars. Mars.
Madman Mars. Mars.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And yeah, and that's what sets the whole thing in motion.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird to me because Richie, as much as being the fucking little dick that he was, lives. He actually survives. He got all of his homies killed.
He pretty much got lost in the woods for the whole movie.
Yeah.
And at the end, he stumbles out of the woods as the head of the camp comes back from town. Remember we said he was off visiting prostitutes and playing poker in town, and he was driving back to the camp. He left all the other counselors in charge.
He was like a Captain Kangaroo-looking motherfucker.
And Richie was in the road, and he went, you know, Madman Mars is real.
Yeah,
and that was the end of the movie. And we're like, God damn it, Richie.
I know Richie should have been the one that fucking died.
We were going to make t-shirts that said, fuck Richie.
Yeah. Slash you. Fuck Richie.
Fuck Richie.
So this is my thing, Andy. I'm going to go ahead and kind of get into it. Some great, we actually have it. I thought it was pretty cool. Some of the kills were noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
The one that kind of comes to my mind quickly is the neck kill, like where the, you know, it's just kind of like here. I think
the
you
character
can hear.
TP
dies. Look, this is when he hangs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
That
dude?
Crack at the end was his neck breaking.
That was his neck. I'm so rad we still have this. Good to keep stuff.
It is good to keep stuff.
I'm a digital hoarder.
I got my notes in front of me.
There you go.
That was. I described that as very visceral. Is in the movie when you hear that snap.
Oh,
crack,
yeah.
You kind of cringe.
Wasn't TP also the guy with the golden voice?
TP sung the opening
hot tub
song
scene.
To the movie, and he also sung the hot tub scene.
Do you remember we redid that on my 40th? We got in the hot tub and we remade this scene.
Yes.
We got the music.
We had a party at an Airbnb, and you, me, and your friend Brian.
Yeah.
We were in the hot tub, and Jody played the music, and we spun around.
We spun around. It's such a weird scene.
Go search YouTube, Madman Mars, hot tub.
Let's listen to it.
This is the music from the hot tub scene.
Damn, I'm just getting into it right now. You remember how much we went off on this? Like, we just look.
Yeah. You hear it okay?
Oh, yeah. Feel it great.
It's up to you.
How come this didn't blow? I mean, soft rock music from the 70s and 80s, how come this didn't do better? This is actually TP singing, isn't it?
Yes, the character. We hypothesized that he said, I'll be in the movie if I get to sing the entire song. And it's a slow-mo shots of him and Betsy, his girl, getting undressed, getting into the hot tub.
Did we see her boobs?
No, I don't really. We saw his butt.
That was rad.
But, yep. There she's getting in. And
I mean, seriously, no, that was, we were smart. We're still smart, but that we were smart back in the day to say that.
I can link this.
I guarantee
this.
You.
Yeah. I'll try to link this from our website, slashupodcast.com, so you can go right to YouTube and check it out.
Yeah.
But
this Madman was definitely a cult favorite. I mean, it's cool. I'm definitely glad I enjoyed watching it.
You bought it, as I recall.
Yep. His kill count, impressive 10. I have 10.
We have lots of movies where there's about 9 or 10.
Yeah. So
I don't think he can win on kill count alone.
No. Wife, but I mean, they count his wife and two children who we don't see him kill, but they're in the building at the very end where he does get TP, Bill, Dippy, Ellie, Dave, Stacy, and Betsy.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Yeah, he kills them all. This was the, you remember how one at a time they would go out looking?
Oh, yeah.
So Richie originally started the whole curse. He got lost. And then at the camp, TP like went to find Richie, killed. Betsy went to like find TP, killed. You know, it's
Betsy
like,
was the last. Betsy was the last.
Yeah,
one,
but I thought it was like one at a time. Yeah. And then eventually, I think halfway through the movie, like a few of them went together. And I remember pointing it out in the episode. They finally group up, smart motherfuckers. You know, because it's easy to pick one of them off at a time. But I give Madman the villain himself big credit for his strength. He's very strong. Remember, yeah, I think it was Bill.
He picked up Bill. Yeah,
had him over his head and broke his neck. It's very difficult to lift a human body up over your head.
Are there supernatural components to Madman Mars? Because he had to say his name.
We called it supernatural because he was essentially like just dead. You know, the Hounds people hung him, and then he was like came alive in spirit. But
they said he was disappeared. Yes, he was a Sasquatch.
Yeah. He went rawr, 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 and he had out of control fingernails and toenails.
He had he had Sasquatch semen in him.
That's right. Yeah.
You remember? We talked
about
it.
That's another difference. Our early episodes, you barely mentioned semen, but now you just do it all the time. So that was that's a thing that's changed that isn't so great. But, you know, makes you, and I'm not going to try to stifle you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's really kind of you. But he did, it's interesting because Madman Mars with that Yeti, I still don't know if he's supernatural, though, because here's why.
We don't know how long it's been since the townspeople killed him, and these kids, like, called him out, you know? Has it been 100 years? Has it been 30 years? 5 years? So that's why I thought he rose from the dead.
12 years.
Okay.
I wanted to bring up the fact, too, that he's old.
He's an old man.
He's got strength.
Strong as fuck. Someone bit his nose off and he didn't even notice, you know. He has that axe injury in his face. Doesn't even stop him. Super strong. He has a variety of kills. You know, he doesn't just do like one way. Remember he pulled that axe out of the tree stump that no one else could pull out.
That's right.
He did it no problem.
I forgot all about that. I'm trying to find like that one recording where we do have it, where it's you can actually hear, like, because Madman Mars, you would think he's like, "Hi, I'm Madman Mars," but he can't. He's like, rawr, rawr, rawr.
"That's why I think he's a ghost." You know, he's a pseudo zombie. You know, that's kind of what I was thinking. So
yeah, I mean, I'll give that. He's a big dude. Wears overalls, much like probably Pitchfork and Buddy Bacon.
Yeah.
He's like one of they'd be a good posse. Buddy Bacon, Pitchfork, yeah.
You should form a boy band. Yeah. Start singing. They cover Bye Bye Bye.
So good, you know, so we've got Madman Mars, who he has 10 kills, but let's go ahead and get up into the match where his opponent from Drive-Thru, Horny the Clown. We recorded this on March 10th, 2022.
Episode 64.
Episode 64. What was episode 69, dude?
Episode 69?
Yeah.
Bring that up. I don't know. I don't have that at my fingertips. Oh, you know what? I know what it is. It is one of the hatchets, I think.
We did. We had to be because I remember we were kind of going like 69, Dave.
Episode 69 is Auntie Lee's meat pies.
Makes sense with the daughters.
They're super sexy. Yeah. But episode 64 was 64.
Yeah, again, story just quick. Weird kid was burnt to death through a prank. I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's a prank.
It's a birthday prank. Yeah. They set his house on fire on his birthday.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Great prank. That's not like ordering pizza to your friend's address and they have to pay for it. That's one prank.
Hey.
You know,
that's a little different than swatting.
What did we, ordering the SWAT team. What was in Urban Legend? There was a cool prank. I don't remember. But, you know, setting someone's house on fire and burning them to death.
Oh,
that's murder.
Yes.
It's not a prank.
We don't want to get off on the topic of, but, you know, because this is freestyle Urban Legend. We watched the second one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Urban Legends or
Urban Legend 2, the final cut or something.
It's not Urban Legend and Urban Legends, like Alien and Aliens.
Oh, I think it is. I'm not joking. I really think it is.
You went back and watched the second one?
Yeah.
Not as great.
No.
Did they cover other Urban Legends? Or
they tried to, but they were all dumb. It's like, this really wasn't Urban Legend.
Rebecca Gayhart again?
She's at the very, very, very end wheeling out the killer, the killer in this one, who had to go to a psychiatric ward.
That's dumb. So...
But she does make an appearance.
Drive-through
with Horny the Clown. I had this down. This movie, Andy, this movie is like if some dickbag loved movies by John Hughes and was writing a teen rom-com, but soon discovered the music of Limp Bizkit, started smoking mad weed, got introduced to Fangoria, borrowed some money from their great aunt, made this movie.
Right. You were opposed to every time Horny was on screen, there was death metal, heavy metal, blah, 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 blaring.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't like that.
Because it does heavy metal and horror go together great.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, it's like Dollar General, Limp Bizkit, and Slipknot. Mm. Every time we see Horny the Clown.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear this shit.
Yeah.
And then he says something where I'm like, time to eat a burger. Like something so fucking lame.
See, I had that as a pro. He has great puns. He had a lot of puns, like fast food kills, fucker. That's not a pun, but you know what I mean. He had a, it's just right here in my notes. He had a clown mask with the mouth was the speaker, like a drive thru. So it was, and we had to turn the subtitles on because he's like, motherfucker, you know.
I know, but they should have turned the subtitles on for us.
Yeah.
Because you're right. That was like one of the first movies where like second watch, I had to go, man, I think I have to put on the fucking...
What is he saying? And then you find out he's saying some really wicked, stupid shit.
It's funny. You're right.
Kind of punny, yeah.
So I kind of thought this was kind of cool to bring it to the folks here at /U if they haven't watched the movie, which I highly recommend. It's got some really cool kills.
Horny is supernatural as well.
Yes, he definitely is. In life, Archie was a weird boy who was bullied relentlessly by the people that he winds up killing later.
Mm-hmm.
Climaxing in a tragic death on a fire on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So he returned from the grave as a vengeful demon, taking the persona of Horny the Clown and murdering everyone who ventured too near the fast food restaurant he used to work for.
He was largely targeting the children of the people who wronged him, you remember?
That's right.
Yeah, because we had Jan from The Office.
That's right, Jan from The Office. I thought it was Marcia. His mom. Yeah, she was one of the girls that tortured him.
And it was her. He had a big crush on her as a kid, and so it was her and all her friends.
That's right.
Responsible for his
death. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I listened to the episode again, and then Leighton Meester is in this movie. She plays the main character, Mackenzie. And you had Fisher, her boyfriend, who played Hunter in The Office. Jan's
that's right.
Assistant. I remember it's funny because his name's Fisher.
And then Hunter,
movie,
yeah.
Hunter in The Office. Fisher and Hunter.
I go fishing. I go hunting.
either way, we get food.
And I totally spaced that.
Right. So Horny is targeting them, largely. The kids of the people who wronged. Like, you fucked me over. I'm going to kill all your kids.
I totally forgot this is a revenge horror plot. Like, we've seen a lot.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of those.
But
we've seen a lot of revenge.
So both these killers are supernatural. Horny is a clown ghost back from the dead. Did we say for sure if Madman is supernatural? Do you think?
It's not gonna encourage or thwart my decision.
Okay.
Thwart. I didn't. He remember how he talked to people? Like this kid, I guess, was from the 80s or 90s. So he talked. He would speak to Mackenzie through old toys, Magic 8-Ball, an Etch-A-Sketch. Vital clues of who the next victim would be, I think.
Yep, that's how it went.
And so these are some motherfucking great kills.
That was the thing. Yeah. In drive-thru, the kills are a lot gorier.
Well, I mean, of course, you're going 1981 to 2006, I believe, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, you're looking at 25 years.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but that is, and that, I'm not going to say it'll take that thwart. Might have said thwart. I'm not going to let that.
Curses. Thwarted again.
Yeah.
Foiled again.
I'm not going to let it enhance my decision or change my decision. Okay. You know, because the one that I think is Val, whose head's blown up in a microwave.
That was my dick shot kill.
Yeah. Which I want to forget.
Yours was Tony in remember the word, the N-word with a W at the front? Those guys at the beginning of the movie?
Oh, yeah.
He got his face in the fryer.
Wigger. Wigger.
Yeah. We didn't like saying it when we recorded. We didn't say wigger.
Oh, wow.
We avoided it. But
I wonder why.
Do you remember? It was like these punk-ass kids from Orange County. Like, yeah, motherfucker, I got my gat, and I'm going to bust a cap in your ass.
Yeah,
and we're a fucking white rich kid from Orange County. Why are you talking this way?
It was like that Malibu movie with Jamie Kennedy.
Yes, right. They're like wannabe gangsters.
They want to live
that are like rich kids in
very privileged
affluent California. Yes. Yeah.
Very privileged white kids
we just thought that it was so stupid. And Tony got killed with his face in the fryer. That was
head
your
shoved into
kill.
A deep fryer by the horny. Yeah, that was the first kill.
Yeah, so that was yours in that movie. I don't remember we didn't really do. Did we do dick shots in Madman? We kind of did. I don't remember what they were. I didn't star them, asterisk them.
I feel like it's smart now that we're kind of. We just started with our first episode, but this is 14 kills.
Yes. So Horny's got a higher death toll. Horny's, they got to both be strong, right? They both did a variety, different ways of killing, you know, not just one way. There's so many killers just one way, like a machete.
Yeah, Madman Mars was definitely more organic. He used the land to kill his people.
True, he did. He did. He's like a...
He shops at Whole Foods.
MacGyver of killers. Yeah. Whatever's around me.
Whereas Horny. Our homie uses appliances from fast food restaurants.
Sure. Do you think Horny would be this way in the absence of wanting revenge? Whereas Madman, now we get philosophical. Do we want to get Madman? Just went nuts one day and killed his family, and now comes back.
Well, come on, man. Archie got fucked. You know, he was just trying to have a birthday party that no one came to.
Sure.
I mean, it feels so weird. Like, you know, just because the kid was a little off, maybe he was on the spectrum, and kids. I mean, I'm not taking away. Was he supernatural? Yes.
Would revenge be a stronger force for killing than just being nuts, Madman? Mm-hmm. All right, then Horny wins.
Exactly. I was going to go ahead and say this. I'm going to go ahead and give it my vote. Mm-hmm. Again, we're going to leave it up to the four listeners to decide.
Sure.
I'm definitely going to pick Horny the Clown in this match, and I'm going to move him forward.
I agree with you.
Sorry, Madman.
Out of the two, I think Horny's the stronger candidate.
Hey, you know who we didn't include, Andy? Hmm. The killer from Final Exam, the guy who looked like he manages a deli in Hoboken.
Why? In our bracket?
Yeah.
There's a lot we could have included.
I'm just kidding. He was the worst.
He's terrible.
He was a good-looking guy that was just killing people in a rad van.
And we don't know why. No reason. Showed up one day and said,
yeah, fuck this school.
He killed people at March College, and then he went on to April College, whatever the fuck it was.
It was actually January.
January College. But point being... You know, this is something we could look at doing every year with different killers, mix in maybe some of the same ones again. Very similar to how every year in the basketball tournament, some of the same teams make it, other new teams make it after year.
That's a good call.
And by next year, we'll have new episodes, too. More episodes.
I remember when Gonzaga was the first, when they first made it to the national, when I was like, who in the fuck is this? Now they're in it fucking every year.
Yeah. You had like a Colgate in there. And
NC State. Was when I first started school, my alma mater in Raleigh, North Carolina. They won the ACC tournament and beat UNC.
There you go.
I have them going to the second round, but after that, I have them beating the first. And then
I didn't fill out a bracket.
We did it. Hey, so.
Anyway,
your professors are going, moving forward.
Yeah.
Horny the Clown.
Horny the Clown.
Turn it up, man. There you go. God. Hey, take off your shirt.
This is such a dumb video.
Let me smell your chest.
Yeah, you can't smell it from there. So watch our socials for polls on all these matchups. I don't think we'll throw them all up at once, but
well, we can talk about next week's matchup, can't we?
Yeah, yeah. The next matchup coming up in this round, the first round, is Michael Myers versus Cletus the Fetus from Red Christmas.
Cletus the Fetus from Red Christmas, 2016?
Yeah, I think so.
Australian, Mike.
That's right.
So, with Dee Wallace, the mother from E.T.?
Yep, she was
so
in it.
So, Michael Myers, this is his, like, he's like, holy shit, I'm Michael Myers. Now, don't.
From Halloween.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about this one.
1979 Halloween, yeah.
78.
Whatever.
God, that sounded so cinephile.
Yeah, it did.
78.
Excuse me, Frankenstein's an anime with the doctor, not the monster? That's right
Jethro
on par.
Tull is
right
name.
On par with that.
Jethro Tull is the name of the van. Ian, whatever.
So, Horny the Clown wins.
Horny the Clown wins!
In our opinion. But you guys vote and tell us if you feel otherwise.
Yeah, do your fucking research or you're getting kicked off campus. We will expel you.
Ooh. Yeah, there you go. Do your homework.
Yeah, so, and stay up on murder_cabin_movie for not a feature film, a short cinematic masterpiece that we are filming here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin.
There's a Kickstarter open. Go ahead and support that project. It's going to be a cool little indie film project. A lot of fun. Your bro Nick over there wrote it. He is co-directing it, doing a great job. I'm in it as one of the characters and excited to play the father in that movie. I'm nervous because that guy's such a dick. You wrote him very well.
Thank you.
Whew. So
he is a dark, deep secret, and he is just a demented, deviant fuckhead.
So we have a fundraiser coming up for that Murder Cabin Kickstarter at the very famous X-Ray Arcade here in Milwaukee on April 10th. You can check our socials for info on that. And email us, /upodcast@gmail.com, the website, /upodcast.com, /u_podcast on Instagram, Facebook page is /upodcast as well. We're going to have this bracket up, the full bracket, along with polls and votes. Your vote matters.
And a special congratulations to Horny the Clown. I forgot to mention that. I forgot that Peter, when he killed Peter, he shoved his head into spinning blades of a shattered blender to blend into the inside of his heads.
Yeah.
I thought that. I mean, this.
There was a Tunnel of Love ride where I think he chopped a dude's head, like, off at the mouth. And I remember saying, imagine opening your mouth as wide as you can, and then someone rips it all the way open so the top of your head comes off. Remember the tongues flopping around?
Yeah, that's right.
So fucking that's gross. Right. Because I watched it with my lovely wife, and we both cringed like, oh, that's disgusting. So Horny is our winner. So
Horny is our winner.
Thanks for listening to round one of the /U/Slasher Bracket.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Outro. Insert outro here. Class dismissed.